Oh, there we go. Look at that. A whole new computer. Again.
Oh, my gosh.
I swear to God.
Sorry we didn't record yesterday.
Sorry. As Jackson would say, our
this
son.
Happens, this has been, we've been recording how many years now? Five?
Over 5 years.
Yeah, and this happens like every other day. Every other day. Oh,
that's
no.
That's not
the
really true.
Something exploded. This wire's not right.
Okay.
This is not right.
Hey, everybody,
my friend.
Can you imagine living with this? You know those prisons where the guys hang from like, you know, it's in the cartoon where they're hanging by their wrists, like over a bed of crocodiles?
Yeah.
That's my life.
That's nice, really? That's nice, seriously, okay.
Except when Jackson's around.
Hey guys, it's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Jeff here. I made myself laugh, thank you.
Hey, listen, so I have to tell you what happened to me yesterday, Jeff. It's kind of embarrassing, but I'm going to tell to you anyway. I told my brothers and sister they were dying laughing. You remember the movie Caddyshack?
Carolina, I don't know if you know this. Little known fact.
What?
I went to the premiere of Caddyshack.
Really?
With the entire cast.
Oh, wow. Really?
Ted Knight was there.
Oh, my God. He's dead now, right?
Yes. Rodney Dangerfield.
He's dead too, right?
We went to his grave. Remember in L.A.?
Oh, that's right. We did.
Rodney Dangerfield's grave says, there goes the neighborhood.
Yeah. And who posted the resume on, remember some?
Oh, yeah. Was that Bob Crane, the guy from Hogan's Heroes? No, he.
No.
No,
anyway,
someone else. Yeah.
You got to see the cemetery. It's in the middle of like a busy neighborhood.
It's actually, well, it was a quiet neighborhood. It was in the middle of all these buildings.
Yeah,
oh, you're right.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, this is a weird neighborhood.
It's LA, it took us 40 minutes to go to this. We thought it was a tourist attraction.
So cool.
Marilyn Monroe's there,
yes,
too.
Yes, yeah, but it was cool to see all these celebrities that, you know, they're in this little cemetery.
And some of them are funny. Like I said,
between houses.
Yeah, Rodney Dangerfield, there goes the neighborhood. I forgot who else. There's a bunch of them there that have wacky things on their graves.
So Caddyshack is a classic movie. Even my nephews who are 17, they've seen the movie, okay?
Yeah, everybody's seen Caddyshack.
Yeah, anyway, so in the movie is the comedian Bill Murray.
Bill Murray's in it. Of course.
Yeah, Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah. And who's the main guy?
Ted Knight.
Ted Knight. Okay, so... In the movie, Ted Knight is, he's like the CEO of this golf club resort, okay? Mm-hmm. So anyway, and Rodney Dangerfield...
Does he run it?
Yes, he does. Yes, remember he was telling Bill Murray to clean something up?
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
Okay, so anyway, Rodney Dangerfield is just hate, like, is always picking on him, right?
Being right.
Funny.
Yeah.
So one day... what's his name again? Ted Knight goes.
Oh my God, I wish I knew the character names, but I don't.
I know. Ted Knight goes into the golf store, right?
Yeah.
And tries his hideous hat on.
The pro shop, yeah, I believe we call that.
But it was a golf hat, but it was striped.
Yeah.
Remember that? And then Rodney Dangerfield didn't see him wearing the hat. He saw a dummy wearing it, all right? He goes, and he said, wow, what a hideous hat. What idiot would wear that? And then he saw Ted Knight wear
That's right. I remember that.
And he told Ted Knight, he goes, but it looks good on you.
Yes.
So yesterday, guys, I was the evil cackle. Target yesterday. I love sweatshirts. So I saw this really cool sweatshirt, but it had puffy sleeves. All right.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, wow, this is cool. So I picked up a green one and I'm looking around again. And then I see two teenagers, probably like 16 or 17. They're looking for, you know, what's trending now is the sweatshirt and sweatpants look. Everyone's wearing that, but
yeah, it's the pandemic, the quarantine look.
Exactly. So
I heard there's fashionable quarantine. Go ahead.
And anyway, so the two girls are like, that's a cool sweatshirt. Yeah, that's a good one. Then they see they didn't see me. Okay.
But you had it in your
hand. I had it in my hand. It was in my cart. Okay. So then one of the girls said, look at this hideous shirt.
Did you put it back or did you buy it?
I just peed in my pants. Literally just peed in my pants.
Did you buy it?
No.
Or did you put it back? Did you say thank you for being my fashion consultant?
No. The girls didn't see me. Then all of a sudden, they both turned around. They looked at me. Had it in my hand.
Like, hey, old lady.
And now they were like, oh, that's nice.
Get out of here, you bitches. You're lying. You know it's not nice.
Oh, my God. I was dying.
Guess what, everybody? Show's over. That's it. Thanks for listening.
I just peed in my pants. But you know what? I did put the sweatshirt back. I was horrified.
Really?
Horrified,
well,
yeah.
But you don't have the taste of a 16-year-old. You don't expect you to, you know, match taste, right?
That was so funny. my God, I'm crying. I told my brothers and sisters, they were dying laughing. They're like, loser.
That is funny. I do remember that scene in Caddyshack. By the way, I'm not a Caddyshack expert. I liked the movie.
I love that movie.
Like, I love Animal House.
Remember the beaver? I never saw Animal House.
I really like Fast Times a lot. Love Fast Times. But Caddyshack was always okay to me. I didn't get a lot of the golf stuff. When I saw it, I was 16. I think I was 16 or 17 when I went to the in New York City, by the way.
Wow.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Really cool, Carolina.
Really? Hey, so listen, Jeff, did you see Prince Harry has a new job? He's an executive at a startup BetterUp company. It's all about health and mental wellness, you know?
I would love to see him mopping floors. I don't know why. Just something about him.
What do you think?
Maybe her.
He's like the chief. Let me find
financial the exact, officer.
No, not chief financial officer. It's something I've never heard of.
CMO, chief marketing officer.
No, he's the executive chief impact officer.
Oh, because he brings his name to things, so he makes an impact.
That's so the startup company provides mobile-based coaching, counseling, and mentorship for both personal and professional growth.
That sounds really boring.
Yeah, well, but you know, he's into mental health and helping people out. So you know, and since the Queen has basically told them they both cannot be serving their country, since they both are. They're actually taking a lot of money.
Now, you know, I don't want to go back to the Meghan Markle thing, but
Do you believe that
his father with the big ears said the thing about the kid being too black? Do you believe it's the father
that
said
that? It was the father that said that?
No, but do you believe Charles said that? Who do you think would have said that? Or do you think she made that up? I mean, we never really delved into this. I don't really care. You know what I mean? Like, I could give two.
Well, first of all, it wasn't the queen or the grandfather.
Two poops about it. No, I don't think it was the queen.
I don't think it was William either. Do you?
No.
I don't think
what,
it was
the brother? The older brother? No.
Or Kate. I don't think it was one of
them. Unless they have a messed up relationship.
Yeah, I don't think it was that. It could have been, Prince Charles' new wife, Camilla.
Oh, she's not the new wife anymore. She's been around a long time.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Diana's
wife.
Yeah. It could have been her. Or maybe one of the frosty aunts he has. You know that?
Is that a British term?
Yeah.
One of those frosty birds.
but I'm sure they've told people, Jeff, who it is, like certain friends. But that's going to leak out soon. Come on.
I mean, you think it would leak out, though?
I think it will. Everything leaks out. You know that. Everything leaks out.
You know, it's funny. I saw the Piers Morgan thing. He loves the fact that he walked off that TV show.
Yeah, now his book just came out.
Oh, he's got a book out?
It just came out.
I always liked Piers Morgan. I you know what? It's funny. People forget, but when Larry King, lost it, they thought Larry King was looking old. I think we mentioned this. He did the CNN show for a while. Mm-hmm. Remember? He did it. And he did, an interesting show. It wasn't the same crap about politics nonstop. I'm burnt on that stuff.
Well, you know,
I'm just burnt, Carolina.
But, Jeff, you know what? He just basically... He just gives his opinion on what he thinks, that he doesn't believe Meghan Markle. But you know what? That's his right. And you know what? And whatchamacallit. So Sharon Osbourne defended
him. That's the other one I was going to just bring up.
Production on the talk has stopped. And Jeff, they said it was going to be for a couple of days.
Right.
It's still halted.
They said it's supposed to come back next week.
Yeah, but I've heard some frightening things.
Sharon Osbourne called Julie Chen. She called her wonton.
Oh, my God.
Because she's Asian.
Yeah.
Which is probably not a nice nickname.
Yeah, no, not a nice nickname. No.
Even egg roll wouldn't be nice.
No, that's not
none
nice.
None of those are nice.
But you're a public figure.
Yeah, you make
you're an
Chinese,
idiot.
Chinese food references to somebody. It's like really
exactly.
And the other, she also called the other one, the Sarah Gilbert, who created the talk.
Yeah,
she made anti-lesbian comments to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. First of all, goodbye. No job for you. Goodbye.
She might not be gone. She does attract a certain crowd, Sharon Osbourne. I don't know if they actually have evidence that she called anybody those names. But the stuff she called Sarah Gilbert a lesbian is pretty, I won't even mention it.
Yeah. But Jeff,
you can use your imagination, everybody.
Yeah, horrible, horrible. But Jeff, you know what? So remember Ellen DeGeneres last year? She was because they said that they worked in a toxic workplace.
Yeah.
They investigated. They said a lot of people came forward.
Right.
And Ellen DeGeneres said, I'm going to step forward. I'm going to make sure this is a good place to work.
Right.
And no, it's a year later. And then they said her show is down by 1 million viewers.
Yeah, it's funny. But she skated by the controversy. She did kind of not back down. She's Cuomo. Cuomo's not going to back down. I think Cuomo's made it over the, I believe Cuomo's made it over the hump. Play this back if he resigns and to say, Jeff Jensen, you were completely wrong. But I think you can ride.
Ellen DeGeneres, Jeff. It was the people around her that were doing the toxicity towards, you know, the workplace, right?
You can ride this stuff out. Well, they said Ellen was pretty dictatorial. She was, you know, like you are with me with the podcast.
Oh my gosh! Come on. You know what? Down here, Jeff is not my husband. He's my employee. So when I tell him to do something, I say,
yes,
no,
ma'am.
I need like sound effects.
Yes, ma'am.
I need to record at a certain time.
Yes,
at
ma'am.
A certain hour, and he's not here. What is that noise?
It's that season. Is that a lawnmower?
Oh, you're right. Oh my gosh.
We're in the basement. Okay, we're pretty soundproof, but still have old basement windows.
Everything. Wow.
Oh my god, this time of year the blowers are out again. You know, you just did a fall cleanup. What is there to clean up? What accumulated in the 4 months between when you did the...
I don't know.
There's no leaves that fell.
No.
I mean, things blow around.
No, but we have yesterday, everybody in their... all our neighbors were having their lawns already, prepped up, right?
Not here. Yeah. I'm training Jackson. He's 3 and a half. No. Time to use the damn mower, son.
I think I'm going to use it. You know what? It's good exercise. Hey, Jeff, you know what they're saying? You know what's coming within 10 years?
An earthquake to the East Coast.
The walking, talking, feeling style sex dolls.
Really?
Yes.
I have one now.
Hmm?
It's in the closet upstairs.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, really? will it come with the aggravation of having an actual girlfriend or wife?
I don't know. But it said executives in the booming sex doll industry say that within a decade, their dolls will be able to walk, talk, and feel sensations as well as emotions.
Emotions,
yeah,
really?
Strange.
Wow.
What kind of emotions? They said dolls available now can smile, moan, and hold a conversation. Really?
And hold a penis, too, by the way.
Where is it? And so the company is called West.
You saw these. Remember those living dolls we looked up years ago?
Westworld.
Oh, like.
Oh my gosh.
They're like five. They were like $5,000 to $8,000 we saw years ago.
Can I tell you something? So in Vacilón de la Mañana, okay,
weird, right?
Luis Jimenez.
Yeah.
They had a doll.
Uh huh.
I mean, it was as tall as you. She was plump, you know. But you know, and you know.
Yeah. She had all the features.
Yeah, yeah. I think within like 2 weeks.
Yuck.
She was as tall as Jackson.
Yeah,
and she got little. I don't know what happened. I said, what the hell happened to that doll?
Well, she got deflated, you mean? Or inflated more?
I think she got deflated.
Do you think Louis or anybody had sex with her?
I don't know. But
I don't think Louis Jimenez would have sex with a sex doll.
No. Maybe Bocachula did. I don't know.
Webin?
Yeah. Maybe. Get him on. But anyway, so that doll deflated. I'm like...
Yes, ma'am.
It was as tall as Jackson. It deflated.
Oh, and it was it was like three feet high.
It lived in a corner like for a year, and then it just.
we had one from my radio station in Poughkeepsie.
You did?
Yeah. It was called. It was a sheep. Okay.
A sheep.
Yeah, it was called the Love You EWE. You know, EWE is a sheep. U is a sheep's.
Yeah, it was a
sheep.
Sheep
baby is called a U.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
So it was called the Love You, and it actually had
It was a sheep.
Yeah, but it was meant for sex because it had the back was open.
Like who does that?
It was a joke, you know.
Okay.
Because upstate, the joke was that people have sex with animals.
Oh, okay, got it.
So it was a big thing to sell in rural communities.
Oh my god, what is it called? The Love You?
Yeah, the Love You. Right?
Yeah, get with me.
Hold on, I'm getting with me. I just want to make sure I'm doing this right. A U. Isn't that what a U is?
Oh my god, that's loud.
What's loud?
I wonder if that's our gardener, isn't it?
Oh, all right. Hugh is a female sheep, so it's not a baby sheep.
No, it's a female, right?
Oh, it's just the opposite. It's a mature female sheep.
Oh,
is a
okay.
Ewe. Okay, love you. Yeah, I wouldn't be having sex with a baby. That'd be horrible.
Mm-hmm.
How did I do that?
Yeah.
By the way, you know, a story we never did.
No. Before you go to the next story, call Webin. Call Webin.
I just want to follow up something. I'm just curious.
Go ahead. You can follow it up. I just want to get Webin on the phone.
I'm wondering.
About the sex doll.
Okay. Whether he actually has... What was her name? Did she have a name?
Yeah, she did. She had a name. I don't remember.
Really?
I don't remember.
Maria?
I don't remember. Bocachula would know.
I'm just making up a name.
I don't remember.
Whoops.
I wonder if we can call him.
And we're calling the Levine.
Yeah.
At his remote location. Hello. Hello, Gubin.
Let's see if he answers.
Nope.
No.
He's working two jobs now.
Yes, he is. Yeah. He's busy.
All right,
a busy
we'll
boy.
Call him later.
Yeah.
He FaceTimed us last night. Looked good.
Yeah. We haven't seen Webin in like 2 years, right?
At least.
Yeah. Because we're on Long Island, but you know, we're always, Webin is like our brother, right? We're always texting him, FaceTiming him like every other day, you
Please
know?
Please leave your message.
Okay. No. Anyway, so what did you want to follow up on?
No, I was just wondering whatever happened to the girl that used that Gorilla Glue in her hair. You know, remember that?
I don't know.
I feel bad because she did get a lot of crap online, but she went to the emergency room like 15 times, and then there was no follow up on the story, unless it's on TikTok.
I never saw anything about that. I just saw that she had put Gorilla Glue in her hair
because it looked like another product that you would use.
Oh,
I don't know if she did her hair in the dark. But crazy, right?
Wow, that's weird. No, I never saw anything about that. If anybody knows, here in this podcast, text Jeff, 516-637-3254. By the way, I want to go back to the Queen again. They say inside sources, all right?
Oh, are you calling my name, Carolina? Yes.
Inside sources say Queen Elizabeth is so frustrated by Prince Charles, she's actually closer to her other son, Prince Andrew.
Really?
Yes, so they said that she has not loved the way Charles has lived his life, you know,
Dumping
Diana, then going towards Camilla.
Yeah, meanwhile, Andrew hung out with Jeffrey Epstein,
exactly.
Right? Is that the guy who lied about being with a 15-year-old?
Exactly.
Allegedly,
yeah.
He's got a photo where he's with that girl. You've seen that picture, right?
No, I haven't seen it, no.
He's got his arm around some young girl, looks like his daughter, okay, but clearly.
You know, he's guilty. So that's why, he stopped his duties, his royal duties, over 6 months ago.
You know why?
He's not going out at all. He's living in that palace.
He knows he's in deep duty. That's why. He decided. Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. That whole thing is absurd, right? But that guy, he's getting off, right? Because
this is our
that
guy.
That can't be our house.
This is our guy, isn't it?
No. They're not doing our lawn. Sounds very close.
It sounds like they're on top of us. They're on top of us.
No.
That's them.
Can't be here. I think it's next door.
No, they were there. The next door people had theirs done yesterday.
That side?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Positive. That's
us.
Oh, my
God, it is him.
It is, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't cut my grass on March 23rd. The grass hasn't even grown yet.
So guess what Tinder is doing now, Jeff?
Yes.
Tinder is now giving free COVID-19 tests to users so they can meet up safely.
Oh, that's
I like that. That's a good idea.
Now, Tinder's the sex app, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tinder's where you swipe left to swipe right?
Yeah, the dating app. Well, it's a dating app. I call it a dating app.
I thought Tinder was to hook up.
Well, yeah, it is a hookup. But you know what? So
see how hip I sound?
Tinder is now giving COVID-19. By the way, COVID-19 can now be, you can now get, if you're over 50.
In New York.
Now, yes.
In New York.
Just New York?
Yeah, this is New York.
No, but how about New Jersey, Connecticut?
It's different there. It's different everywhere. So,
okay.
50 or older here. You can qualify for the shot. You have to sign up on the website. But it takes a while to get a. It still takes a while to get an appointment.
Hey, listen. So, did you see this, Jeff?
Yes.
You know, I love ketchup, right?
Yes.
So
I love fooling you with fake Heinz.
First of all, remember we took the test. You brought Heinz and you brought Hunt's, right?
No, I brought Heinz. Heinz Simply, which is the one that has no corn syrup in it.
Yeah.
And Stu Leonard's, a local grocery chain.
And I won, right?
She did pick out the Heinz, I have to admit.
I'm a ketchup lover.
I can fool her, though.
Anyway, so Heinz has now come up with three flavors. I don't like this first one. It's called Tartchup.
What is that, tartar sauce and ketchup mixed together?
Yes.
I believe that is the, is that the McDonald's special sauce? Tartar sauce and ketchup?
Is it really? No. Then there's wasabioli.
Oh, wasabi and
garlic aioli.
And garlic aioli.
Yeah.
I have garlic aioli mustard I just bought upstairs.
And then there's hanch.
That's ranch dressing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Mixed into the
ketchup. With hot sauce.
Really?
Yeah. It does not sound appealing to me.
You will see these in the dollar store in about a year.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You ever notice, you go to the dollar store and you see all these weird products?
Yeah, because they couldn't make it in the real store, so they sold it.
I bought Jackson Fruit Loops Ice Pops. Remember those? Ladies and gentlemen, Fruit Loops are fine in a cereal bowl, even though that's way too much sugar for my child. But they don't really taste right as an ice pop.
No.
You would think like, oh, it's fruit. But it's really like cereal on a stick.
Fruit Loops is like trending everywhere. People are putting it on their...
I know, it's on like bagel.
Brownies.
You see it's on a bagel?
Bagel, yeah.
Yeah, the local bagel store, when they saw me with Jackson, they tried to sell me.
Really? Did he want it?
No. No. Even he looked at it like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, no, he loves his everything bagel. Listen, Jeff.
You know what he said when I showed it to him?
What?
That word that I showed you said the other day?
Yeah. You know, we're trying to figure out
where he learned.
Jeff, what word is that, Jeff? You can say it.
Where's my phone?
Say it.
Can I let Jackson say it? Or you didn't want, you don't not want
you
to play.
You recorded him saying that?
Yeah, of course I did.
No, 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 no.
You heard
no,
it, didn't you?
No. Yes, I heard it. No, don't play that. Don't play that.
He said the F word. I'm not going to make your podcast dirty by cursing for no reason. He said it, and he knows that it's bad because, see, I think there are two schools of thought to this. Not to talk parenting. That's our other podcast. But there,
By the way, that podcast is called We Know Nothing About Parenting.
But we do now.
We do know not.
But do you yell and make a big deal out of him saying the word? Or you just say, well, don't say that, and you just move on? See, I think when you make a big deal about it, he's going to say it over
he
and over.
He also said the word stupid yesterday.
Yeah, but I know where he got that from.
Where?
I'm not going to say.
Where?
He didn't get it from this house.
No, he didn't. Who?
Don't worry about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
But the F word.
Maybe he got that somewhere else, too.
Could he have gotten that from school, you think?
Yes. Yes.
Because kids are sponges. You know that?
I know.
They'll just take in whatever your parents, excuse me.
Maybe he got it from one of his, one of his teachers.
No, 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 no.
You little
kids talk. This morning I brought Jackson to school.
I can't believe they're out here cutting our grass.
Jeff, the teacher said to me, you know, he's so quiet when you drop him off. Once he gets inside, he's like, are we going outside today?
I noticed that.
So then this morning they were like, Hi Jackson. And he just looks at them. And then he asked for one little girl. And her name, I won't say her name.
Start with an A?
Yeah. He goes, Where is she? I guess they're little friends. Because when she came in last, she was late. He goes, there she is. And then she said, hi, Jackson.
Really?
I just thought that was cute.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm just wondering.
He's hitting on girls already, right? I know he is.
I'm just wondering where he got that bad word from, because Jeff and I do not talk like that in front of him.
I said that I want to teach him that there's no really bad words. It's just words you're not supposed to say in front of other people. And language is a good thing, you know. I don't know. Maybe I'm being too practical, normal about it. So Jamie Foxx is going to play Mike Tyson in a miniseries.
I saw that.
Like I'm moving on, changing the subject like you do?
Hey, listen, but Jeff, look at this. So let's go back to...
That seemed like... Didn't Jamie Foxx play...
Ray.
He played Ray, right?
Yeah, Ray.
Okay.
He's done a lot. He's an excellent actor.
Will Smith played Muhammad Ali,
Ali.
And there was another... I don't know.
Okay. Hey, you've heard of Reddit, right? Ask Reddit page.
Yeah.
So a nurse... she told the cops on a new parents who gave their kid a really, really weird, crazy name. And she reported them because she thought that wasn't right. The baby's name is Monster Galileo.
Really?
Yeah. So she said the nurse called them out on it, and she actually reported them to child services.
But as a newborn?
Yeah.
Named the kid Monster
Galileo. I don't get that.
I mean, Galileo I could see.
Yeah. They said, but the parent, the little monster that goes by Galileo. Why would you call your baby Monster? That's horrible.
At least wait 2 years before you see what they do, how they terrorize your life and make it so you never...
Oh, stop.
So you never sleep and you can't eat normally again. Stop. You know, and you can't drive in the car without some yapping in the backseat.
Yeah. I love talking to my son.
I'm kidding. I love being a father. Yeah. Hey, this is unrelated to the Latino world, but it does look like a kind of a harbinger of things to come for the summer. Like that?
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Chesney... The country star has postponed his 2021 dates to 2022.
Oh, really?
So they're thinking that a lot of other big concerts are not going to go on because of the fact that very few places you can pack a stadium still. They're only one a very small percentage.
You know what I hope comes back, though? I don't know if you can tell me if it came back or not. Jones Beach. Are they going to have concerts there this year?
Well, that's what I mean. Kenny Chesney plays bigger.
Well, I'm just saying, are they going to have any concerts at all?
Jimmy Buffett is scheduled, and there's another
Zach Brown.
I don't know if he's.
I actually don't care who plays there. When I was dating Jeff, I would love just going there only because it's open.
Yeah, get drunk in the park.
Exactly. We tailgated. It was so much fun.
Get drunk in the
parking lot. Can't do it now, but remember, Jeff?
And get drunk in the parking lot. Yeah, no, Jones Beach is a great place
to
see a show.
It was so much fun. It was a lot of fun.
But this is when I saw the Kenny Chesney canceled. He's citing ongoing capacity restrictions. I can't even tell you one Kenny Chesney song. I can't think of one off the top of my head. I've played his music and I've graded. He's very good. Kenny Chesney.
I'm sure he's good.
His fans are called the the No Shoes Nation.
Really?
Yeah, he's like Jimmy Buffett. He comes out with no shoes on. He thinks that, like his crowd hangs out together and he doesn't like the restrictions.
Yeah, yeah.
And, well, so that's hopefully we'll get some shows. They're doing the drive-in shows here at Adventureland, our buddy Brian Rosenberg promoting some local bands.
We saw a couple.
We went to the movies.
We went to the movies. It was okay.
They'll do that again this year, too.
It was okay.
Yeah, because we're not fully back, you know?
Well, hey, listen, Jeff, so...
Anyway.
Don't comment on this one because it's just, you know, it's something that she chose to do. Ellen Page, is that her name?
Yes, she's now Elliot Page.
Yeah.
So she
announced now that she just had top surgery. They removed her breasts.
Really?
Because she considers herself, well, she's a transgender. She wants to go all the way. So she did. She said she always felt stressed and didn't feel right about herself. So she is now known as Elliot Page. So, you know, if that's what she wanted to do. Just like, you know what? The Jenners, remember? Kris Jenner, right? Bruce Jenner. You haven't heard from him again, have you?
Yeah, listen, I watched The Masked Singer on Fox 5 and on Channel 5 here in New York. You know, The Masked Singer, the first 2 weeks they've thrown you for a loop. They had, these people are in these outrageous costumes and they all try to guess who's on there, who's in the costume. The first week it was Kermit the Frog, okay? And last week was someone singing Kesha's TikTok, and they were really bad. They could barely sing. And Jenny McCarthy said, "That sounds like Caitlyn Jenner." And in the end, it was Caitlyn Jenner dressed up as I forgot what the costume was, but it was Caitlyn Jenner.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, she sang. It's funny. I know he's a female now.
Yeah.
But he doesn't fully seem like a female to me yet.
I feel like one of the...
transgender people... You know the actor Laverne... The black actress...
RuPaul?
No. I hate to refer to somebody that way, but there's not a lot of transgender black people, and that's what I'm saying. Laverne Cox? You know Laverne Cox?
No.
Yeah, no. That's like... She seems like a woman to me, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bruce Jenner, you know, Caitlyn Jenner, sort of like, okay. Just, I don't know, it doesn't... Maybe because he was so athletic.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, and he's so big.
He's so big.
Yeah, he's got that athletic body.
And he kind of looks the same.
Yeah.
He just has long hair and makeup on. He doesn't really look that different. I'm not saying anything bad about him, but, you know.
You know what?
And he has fun. Look, he's a very upbeat, fun guy.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of kids, too, right?
Yeah, he's got a... Well, Kris Jenner has five... What, she's got seven kids?
How many with him?
Two. Wow. Wait, no, they have five kids.
Now, but we don't know if he went all the way with the surgery or anything,
I don't know.
See, I don't think he did.
I don't think he cut that off.
I don't think he cut that off. No.
I don't think so.
Then there's no going back. I don't think they reattach it. Why they give you someone else's if you... Hey, I changed my mind.
Sorry,
gave that one away already, sir.
A survey came out, and I didn't see the answer, okay? But... who are you more sick of, all right? Actually, I do know the answer. J-Lo and A-Rod or Meghan Markle and Prince Harry?
I think people right now are more sick of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, because it got so much press.
Yeah, and people actually don't care.
I mean, Oprah sat down with them like it was going to affect the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just weird. Like, I hate to sound like so cliche and just say like something that's not very inventive, but really, who cares?
But you know what's funny, Jeff?
I mean, Britain cares.
You won't see J-Lo and A-Rod going on national TV.
She even
said, you know what? We're not broken up. I don't know how that started, she said, but if you want to set the things right, we just have a couple things to work out, but we're back together.
Until you see him with the other woman again. Until they have video of him jerking off on TikTok. Not TikTok. Which one? I don't know.
Hey, listen,
I sound old. I'm getting confused.
What else is we don't care about?
Borat won some more awards. You didn't see either of those movies?
Nope.
The second one's okay.
I don't like Borat.
The first one's funnier, but the second
one... Is it Borat or Borat?
I don't know. Is it Kamala or Kamala?
I don't know. I just don't like... Oh, my gosh, Jeff. Everybody is posting videos and like repeat videos of the president falling down.
Oh, I was going to do that.
He was falling. Well, he was falling up, right?
He fell up, and then the worst excuse ever. Ready?
What?
The wind.
He said that?
That's what Jen Psaki said.
Oh my God!
Come on.
Well, first of all, I didn't see the whole thing. Did he?
Oh, it's
when
bad.
He got to the top, did he turn around to wave?
Yes. And he fell down again.
Because listen,
no,
if I were me, I'd be like, I'd run inside. I'd even
turn around. I'd be getting the damn plane. And not only, he didn't fall once, he fell like three times.
Oh, gosh.
It's tailor-made for like Fox News and people that hate Biden. This is tailor-made for them to say.
Oh, my God.
You know why? Because listen, you got to be fair. Last summer when Trump did that slow walk down the ramp at West Point, he did that really slow walk. People were like, oh, the media said, what's wrong with his health? What could it be?
Oh,
he walked
gosh.
Down that ramp slowly.
Yeah, yeah.
But they don't ask what's wrong with Biden. Yeah. I can tell you what's wrong with me. He's 78. He's a little
yeah,
and
fell
did you see
down.
What they, did you see what they did at the White House, too?
What?
The Democrats think, oh, we're so liberal and we're so, you know, we're so progressive and we forgive people for what they do that is bad.
Yeah.
Well, they fired a bunch of people who had pot smoking in their past.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, my God.
Because they cracked down on people who they
in their past?
Yeah.
The past is the past.
Yeah.
You didn't even work for the White House then. God.
I wonder if anybody's token up in the White House, though.
Yeah.
What if there's like a bong left over
yes,
from Bill
Jeff.
Clinton?
Yes, Jeff. Yeah.
In the drawer. Right? Right in the presidential
oh,
drawer.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a big bong.
Oh, hey, guys, if you want to advertise, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Carrillo. Let me see. You want to email me? CarolinaCarrillo@gmail.com.
Oh, is that how I get in touch with you? Okay.
Yeah. Want to ask us questions? Yeah, ask us whatever you want. Hey, you want to come on the podcast? Yeah, we'll call you to come on. You want to talk about whatever you want to talk about this? Come on in. You know.
Come on in. We're trying to get the guy from a local newspaper, Newsday, to talk about Peeps. He wrote an article on Peeps.
Oh, God.
Carolina hates Peeps.
Oh, God. That's the worst candy there is.
He addressed my concern, too, in the article.
What is your concern?
I wish they weren't made with gelatin that came from pig's feet. But that's where gelatin comes from. Plant gelatin is more expensive to use. I wish Peeps were vegetarian, but they're not. That makes them non-vegan. Vegans don't eat Peeps. What more information do you want out of me?
Nothing. Let's get out of here. 516. Guys, love you.
516-637-3254. At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter. The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram. Also, Traffic Jensen. If you live in New York and you care about traffic, I do traffic reports all night long. Follow me. Traffic Jensen. Jensen. 516-637-3254.
By the way, I just want to I want to mention this, and if you just want to kill the music real quick.
Oh, my God.
Because we don't want to bring this show down, but I feel we should, the Colorado shootings, you know?
Oh, God.
It's just horrific, horrific, horrific. A couple of weeks ago, there was another shooting, and now this.
In Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, and now this, and the cop, he was the first one in. Left seven kids.
Oh, he had seven kids?
Seven kids. And he even told his father that he was trying to leave the department to do something else with the department because he didn't want to put his kids through this agony and, forever they're going to be impacted by this.
Yeah, 51 years old, too.
Yeah, youngest kid is seven.
That's the point where you want to get off the force. 51,
exactly.
you want to move on to doing something else.
But I just wanted to say our condolences, and it's just so sad. It's just heartbreaking.
Unfortunately, the morons will be out again now that the pandemic's over. You're going to have shooting again. I hate to say it. People are going to be out and about.
Yeah.
And these morons are going to get angry and... There's another angry white guy, apparently, right? That's what it looked like to me in the news.
Pobrecita la familia, we're just, friends, and it's they're forever affected, then it's just really, really sad.
It's sad, but, unfortunately, the authorities won't do anything about it. There will be no gun control in this country. They'll pass little legislation here and there. Mm-hmm. If nothing happened after Sandy Hook, and nothing happened after Vegas to change gun laws... Nothing significant. Nothing's going to happen now. I hate to be a bummer.
Love you guys. And again, sending our condolences to all those families and friends of the victims that died yesterday.
Should I start the music again, or is that too abrupt?
Go ahead.
Okay, we'll start.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. I do as I'm told. Don't forget. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.